Dean, you're sore about Albion's equaliser?
Sore? No, I'm not sore. There's nothing I can do about it. Everybody in the stadium knows it was handball. He couldn't quite put it in with his first hand, so he decided to put it in with his second, and unfortunately the officials didn't see it. All my 11 players certainly knew about it, and the lad himself, who's admitted it on camera after, you can see how sheepish he is with his head on his hands and thinking it's going to get chalked off. All I can be in control of, and the players can be in control of, is their performance, and they perform well again. Deserve 3 points, and sometimes things like that happen where the result is decided by, you know, the officials not making the correct decisions.
And you had so many chances, good chances. You should have been out of sight by then anyway, shouldn't you?
We should, but it doesn't disguise the fact that we still should have 3 points. You know, first off, I wasn't too happy with how we played. I thought it was a fairly even first off. We had spells of pressure, but we didn't really move the ball as well as we can. Disappointing. We had a bit of fortune with the goal, deflection. And we talked about their counter-attack, and we probably should have dealt with that better. But it was a great pick out for the cross and the finish. Second half was more about what we're about. Every time we went forward, we looked a threat. You know, Tammy's missed a number of chances tonight, and it'll be frustrated. You know, it's disappointing that we didn't take them chances, but, you know, Al Ghazi scored a wonderful second goal, and, you know, from what we've all seen, that should have been enough.
It keeps your unbeaten run going. I know that's not much consolation in these circumstances, I suppose, is it?
No, I mean, listen, there's a big togetherness about that group, and attitude, application, work rate, which you saw again tonight, and the disappointment for them, you know, is massive tonight, because we should be in the top six tonight with another win, and unfortunately that's been taken off us. But there's a great togetherness and unity within that group, and, you know, and I haven't even talked about their talent, because we know they've got bundles of that.
And Neil Taylor, you lost him. What's the early news of him?
Yeah, he felt his hamstring, so he's getting it iced at the moment, and then we can assess it over the next couple of days.
Thank you. Just on Tammy, it was quite surprising seeing him miss one in particular. He's not the sort of striker, though, to dwell on that, is he?
No, he won't. You know, he's apologised in the dressing room to the lads, but he's got nothing to apologise, you know. It's a team game, and the team have to earn the goals all together, and they have to keep it at the back of the net the other end. You know, so they've worked really hard today, and they'll keep working hard as a team, and we won't just blame Tammy for a goal, because we also, as I said before, you know, we've still scored 2 goals to their one, and unfortunately the last one shouldn't have counted.
It's going to bring up the VAR debate. I'm guessing you'll be for it.
No, it's not so much a VAR. I think everybody knows it. It's on board it, you know. You can see from the reaction of the players and their player, and the linesman's got a great view of it, you know, so it's disappointing. But all I can do is mark them accordingly on my refs report and move on.